All right, start the podcast. Shut up.
Dude, his phone is broken.
No, start the podcast.
Dude. That is the start of the podcast. Broken. That should be the start of the podcast.
This is how I'm going to start it.
I have full control. I can put your butthole right on the screen.
Is this an alien talking?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast. I'm Soft Willy. I'm joined by my three other hosts. Grunk.
Hey, guys. Sorry I missed last week.
Big T. Where's Big T?
Oh, what happened to Big T and Isaac Y? Are they sleeping?
No, they shouldn't be.
They're sleeping.
They're asleep.
Grunk, what time is it for you right now? What time is it for you?
Huh? The time is 8 p.m., right? 18 p.m. Oh, wait, yeah, it's 4 p.m. even.
Whew. Okay, yeah. Weird. See, we tried everything. No, okay, we're implementing a rule now. If you're late, bro, you just got to walk in at least. But if you're late, you're late. You're missing the intro.
They don't even know that. They're not going to think that.
No, they're not going to think that.
We gave them the 15-minute teacher rule.
They're going to find out if they watch this part of the podcast.
They're not going to watch it either. But now it's known. Well, you know what they'll read? At least Tanner would. Tanner wouldn't watch it, I don't think, but I think Tanner would read the comments. So comment, guys. Comment.
No,
say,
don't comment. Don't comment.
Don't be
comment,
like,
no, wait. Comment like,
Tanner, if you're reading this, you
comment. Comment like, why did they change it to like 4 p.m. now? Like every week. Like, why do they record at 4 p.m. every week now?
Oh my God, they start showing up at 4. They're like, guys, what the fuck? I swear we changed it to 4 p.m. Like, what?
Oh, dude.
No, man. Roll up a blunt if you agree.
Like, yeah, roll up a blunt.
All right, now unroll guys, it.
Sorry, I'm like really locking in right now. I know I shouldn't be gaming during the podcast, but I'm literally fighting a boss I've never fought and Binding of Isaac, and I'm freaking out really bad.
Dirty, dirty boy. This dirty boy.
I'm almost done. Trust me.
Let's talk about BBL Drizzy. Metro
Boomin. My gosh,
it's about time.
Dude, I just can't believe
I'll let you
beef.
Introduce it because.
All right, so.
Because you actually took a part.
So I made one draft on it, and Grunk's gaming and he's having a good time. I made a draft on it, and then it got a lot of likes. And then I responded to Metro's tweet with the draft, and Metro liked. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He liked the tweet of my song. And I was like, bro, what the hell? Metro Boomin. I was like, is that actually crazy? He's like, yeah, that's actually crazy. Because I went through his likes, and he had not liked pretty much any of the rap drafts whatsoever. It was like people who were like actually talented, like playing the guitar, like the saxophone.
Right.
Like over
basically
the beat.
They were making a beef with like a saxophone?
Yeah. Well, they were just like adding a layer over the...
No, that's not a saxophone. Wait.
That's a trumpet. That's a trumpet.
Oh, is that a trumpet? Okay. No, wait, hold on.
That could be it.
Anyway, go ahead. Keep with your story.
But I don't know. It's just crazy that Metro called on thousands of people.
So he was going to give you a free beat?
Probably not, but
he said he would.
He's giving somebody a free beat and
$10,000. What if it's you?
What if it's like...
That'd be insane.
What if he gives you a free beat and then throughout the whole beat it's like, Metro!
Yeah, like what if it sucked?
Metro!
What if it's unwrappable? What if it's called an unwrappable beat?
And then I do it and then I become famous.
Oh, because you rapped on the unwrappable.
And then you're in the cipher. Oh my God, double XL yummy, bro.
Oh my God. Oh my, that changed the world.
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't think I would do double XL. I think they're washed.
What if you did double XL with Netspin?
No. Oh my gosh, please. No. I think double XL is washed now, but I think this is the year it comes back.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because it's 2024. 2024 that, music.
Election year.
2024 music. I forgot.
Yeah.
Election year does promote music, I heard. Studies show at it's a laboratory called Larry's.
Like, I'm noticing a lot there.
With what? With the presidentials?
2016 and 2024.
Guys.
I know what you're talking about.
I would never
it's like,
say
it's like Renaissance.
I would never say this name on the podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of G Fuel, Gamer Subs came on top. They came on top hard. They got on top
of G Fuel's head.
Yeah.
They got on top of their bare back.
All on top of them, dude.
Because they're copying them.
Bad. It's really, really, really bad.
You didn't see it?
So they came out with this cup.
Oh, my God.
The shaker cup. And it had an anime girl, like, gaming on it.
And they call it, there it is right there, Goth Fuel.
That looks exactly, the shaker cup and everything.
It's so bad, bro. It is really bad.
Wow.
How the mighty have fallen horribly down bad, horrendously.
Well, with that information, make sure you guys use code GROUP for 10% off with your lean.
At GamerSubs, the real website that has original ideas.
And I'll tell you, I had G Fuel before we were signed with Gamer Subs. I literally tried G Fuel XQC's flavor, and it sucked. Like, it was just too much.
Chalky and gross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the only gross, thing disgusting. The only thing keeping G Fuel alive is PewDiePie.
Do you remember when I had G Fuel for the first time ever, my gums were bleeding?
Yeah, I do remember that.
My eyes were bleeding out of my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hearing blood.
It made me depressed.
Yeah. I remember, dude, Grunk almost... Dude, that was bad.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I got a FaZe Berry G Fuel, and I thought it was so cool when I was, like, 13.
I remember it was, like, a really big thing back in 2013, 2014, to stack all of your G Fuel tubs up.
Yeah. That's rich, bro, because each one's, like, 40, 50 bucks.
That's what kids were doing, remember? They'd have their control freaks for their controllers. They'd stack it up. Day in the life of a content creator. I first
kids at my
up,
school, dude, used to make guns.
Two scoops of G Fuel.
Remember that photo of, like, someone made a gun out of the, I'm not going to say the brand. I'm going to say Kukui. Out of the Kukui drink.
What?
It means
monster.
In Spanish. In Spanish.
Kukui.
I thought you were trying to say Kukui like cool, like in Japanese.
I thought you were trying to say Coca-Cola.
What?
That's I don't what know what like. I thought you were trying to say.
Yeah, I really would have never gotten that.
El Kukui.
They were trying to make a weapon?
There's a photo, like people making AKs with it. Oh. Not real one, obviously.
Oh, fake ones.
The AK-47. The obvious drama this week.
The very so obvious. By the way, did you see
Kendrick?
What?
Kendrick.
You talking about Kendrick and Drake?
He said Lammer. Yeah.
Lammer.
Oh, Lammer?
Literally, the Heart Part 6 might have been the most embarrassing thing I've ever listened to.
Dude.
Did you see that his place is right now like under investigation, by the way?
It was shot up.
Yeah, it got shot up.
One of the, I think they said his bodyguard supposedly got shot.
Didn't I ask you? Remember I said, don't you think people are going to go and try and shoot like at Drake's house? And you said, nah, he's got so much security. Remember I asked that? Or you said something about like they wouldn't get planes.
I was like, they're not going to Canada, bro.
Got passports. That's what you said.
Also, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure that house is not in Canada. I think that's the one in Houston.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
That would make sense.
Because the only reason why is because DJ Academics pulled up a like a pedophile map thing. Or it's like a Texas, like
registry.
Yes, and it's like if it's a yellow dot, it's for like.
Bro, I was looking at that. I was looking
and
at
it's
that.
For if it's for high red, risk, it's for like pedophiles.
Risk. Yeah,
and it was like all red and whatever. But he pulled up like a Texas version of it. So I was like, okay, this might be the Houston house.
Can I say this now? Drake misinterpreted the lyrics. Right?
You saw that professor break down the thing?
What?
Did you see that?
Oh my goodness!
Like the basketball guy. Remember the professor?
No, not him. There was
Yo, what's the up, guys? Professor. So instead of basketball, the I'm breaking professor. Down today's lyrics.
That's so fucking. Is this him?
Yeah.
Is it Grayson?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh
that's
my
him.
God. Oh my God.
He's the professor. He's like memed he's like all 5'3". Over the world. Yeah.
That's white boy swag.
That is white boy swag. Look at this.
He's lined up.
Oh, I okay. Never mind. I see the star. I see the vision. I hated.
Nah, but Drake like. He misinterpreted lyrics and said
was a professor.
That,
well, Drake's angle was crazy because he was like, "You talk about I'm a pedophile because you were molested when you were a kid," and everyone was like,
like
"Huh?
What?
Yeah,
that's literally what he said."
This is that.
Yeah, like, who does
it's like
that?
Like,
I'm gonna diss you
makes
for having
no
some.
Sense.
But apparently, that didn't even happen either. He just said it.
So yeah, he's implying that like it's okay that he's a pedophile if he didn't get
that.
Like,
well, he didn't say like I'm sorry, I'm not. Trust me, everybody, I apologize. I didn't do nothing wrong. He was just like, if I did it, I'd be arrested.
Yeah, I'm
like,
too what? Famous for that. Do you hear him say that? Like, he said, what? I'm too famous for that shit.
He saw that. To be a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, he can list off like top, like dude, it's so
bro.
Crazy.
And like too at famous. The end where he's like, I needed a good exercise with the pin. Like, who are you talking to?
Yep, that was good.
Yeah, he thought he ate that up. He did
no,
not.
But okay, so there was a college professor who was like English guy, like crazy, whatever. He loves English, and he was talking about Mother I Sober, I believe, from Kendrick's last album, and
Soder.
What it was really
sorry.
What he was really referencing and what he was talking about in that song, according to the guy who was breaking down the English, was that he was dealing with traumas because of his mom's traumas, and it was generational trauma that was passed down.
Oh,
the
yes.
And it didn't happen.
Her trauma didn't allow her to believe Kendrick
wouldn't have trauma.
Exactly.
So Drake was like, "Yeah, you got molested," and Kendrick's like, No, that didn't happen, actually.
Yeah.
He didn't have to say anything. He just... Kendrick just had to listen.
But at the same time, neither side has, like, a whole sheet of... I'm waiting for a sheet of proof, because, like, without it, it's kind of crazy what they're saying about each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it is. The allegations of abusing his wife.
Did you see that?
Or girlfriend.
It flickers a lot.
Oh, that light?
Who's speaking through that?
And they're brand new. Kendrick.
Kendrick.
They're brand new light bulbs.
Drake's career.
You guys ever see the movie Parasite?
Yes.
No, but I wanted to watch
that. Yes. There's a person.
Watched
there's a person,
Korean movie, right?
It's a Korean movie.
I haven't seen
there's a person in the basement.
What?
Dude, how have you guys not seen
it? Is it really good?
I know what you're talking about.
Don't spoil it. Wait, are you going to watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say anything.
I'll watch it.
You already kind of said something.
I don't think you heard me.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, he didn't hear me. It's okay. But that's a really, really good movie. It actually is like the top like 20 movies of all time.
It is.
I think like top 10.
Huge.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
That movie's massive. And it's been massive for like...
Since it came out. And like
Since it came out.
Since it came out.
I think 2019 or 20...
2019 sounds about
right. That's a really, really good movie.
I feel like it was the beginning of COVID.
Or is it Parasite like that? I always think about... Yeah, it's 2019. I always confuse Parasite, like typing it, spelling it with...
with the anime?
With the Y.
Parasite, like the anime?
Yeah, like the anime and... No, I don't watch anime anymore.
Yeah, I get you. Yo, Grunk.
Yo.
When do you move out of your dorm, and do you have that process locked in, or no, not yet?
I move out tomorrow.
And are you going to do a dorm prank?
What's a dorm prank?
Dorm prank! Like, you got to, do something
bomb.
Raunchy.
Do a fart bomb in the entire school.
I have all these balloons.
Wait.
Maybe I'll have a party.
Tie it up to
but
the
no,
room.
I move out.
The roof float.
Move it back home tomorrow. So this is, the dorm era is ending. This is the last you'll see of me in this.
Where are you
dorm.
Going next year, mansion? Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
literally.
Next
year we'll be in our own.
For Grunk's mental sake, I could not imagine living here.
Grunk, I could see you like turn on your webcam and you're just like in the fucking woods, like you're in a campsite.
Yeah. Dude, wait, Grunk. Speaking of that, I didn't tell you guys this. You guys remember the slow-mo guys from years ago when they had that one viral video of them filling up that giant water balloon and jumping on it and shit?
Yeah.
I bought that water balloon and I'm going to record a vlog for
it. No way.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Oh, this is a terrible
It's
going
to be so much fun. We're going to go to the backyard and we're just going to record it with a
Can I
like
jump
a hose.
From the roof? Like, would I be safe or would it actually hurt me?
No, you wouldn't.
I think you'd be fine.
What, can you do that? You know, what is that?
Oh, I don't slap.
What's that new something fluid? Is it pneumatic?
Oh, I think that
Newtonian?
I think so. Maybe you stand in it, you sink, but if you hit it really hard, it's solid.
Oh,
jump from the roof on that.
Like oobleck. That's how you die, man.
What? What is that liquid?
Yeah, he's right.
It's oobleck.
Oobleck. Oobleck.
Nope. Yeah,
oh,
the first one.
Whoa, what the hell? Whoa.
It's so easy.
Oobleck, everybody. It's like a green slime.
But the surface tension gets really hard if you hit it really fast. Like with a lot
but if you go slow and steady, it's
sink
like...
through.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's like quicksand.
Oh, whoa, there's an Easter egg.
Why is he like floating? Floating
head.
There's an Easter egg.
Hey!
For listeners at home, Grunk's dorm roommate.
Has Drake and Kendrick just playing in the background.
Yeah, this is Drake and Kendrick.
They're playing Patty Cake in the background. They're so cute.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's
going to
be...
That beef will be generational.
Can I predict a summer trend forecast?
Sure.
If you can get it all the way through, I'll personally give you everything I have in my bank.
Well, this
right
is
now.
Like this is like a personal our world trend forecast. Okay.
Okay.
So, Minecraft.
Okay.
Streaming is gonna be big.
Okay.
Having fun with friends, moths.
Moths.
Going outside.
There's a big migration.
Getting that money.
There?
Oh, is there a big migration of moths?
I'm just gaslighting.
Oh, damn! I fell for
but
it.
Yeah,
bro.
it's gonna be a fun boy summer.
Fun boy summer.
Wait, and you can't forget ice cream.
And ice cream.
Ooh, ice cream.
And weed.
I'm going to get ice cream tonight.
Wait, are you
I'm excited. Yeah, you want to go?
Where are you going?
You know where we're going.
What's the address? How do we
so
get there?
Crazy.
So
crazy. He's got, like, plans.
Do you guys remember the YouTuber, The Master of Luck?
Yes.
Let me see.
That sounds like Minecraft an old wizard roller. Name or something like that.
Do you remember the wizard?
I loved his videos. Oh my god.
Yeah, the Master of Luck. He's in Austin.
Do you remember
right now, so
do you remember do you remember Crazy Russian Hacker?
Yeah. Huh?
Crazy Russian Hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Wait, do you remember Lieutenant Lick Me?
Lick Me. Yeah, with the anonymous. Yes.
Dude, you know YouTubeable, right? YouTubeable. He's the guy who did the voice trolling on Call of Duty years ago. He did the girl voice.
I'm not gonna lie. I went straight to like those like Minecraft 3D videos.
Oh no, no, not YouTube 8. What is that one called?
I forget.
Something,
dude.
HD.
Yeah, something HD. It's scary.
HD something. HD. Yeah, but anyway, YouTubeable. He works for Gamer Subs.
Yeah, he's a partner manager.
Dude, this is the kind of picture you see when like someone dies.
That is true. What the hell?
Yeah, he was a really big YouTuber years ago.
Yeah, I met him. He was nice as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He plays basketball. You just said he could dunk.
Did you test it?
Why would he lie?
Ayo, Grunk. Ayo, Grunk.
What's good?
Bored.
You fuck with banana floats?
What is that?
Banana
like
float?
Yeah, what
oh
is
my
that?
God. No,
like
a... don't tell him about this. It's a stupid idea. Fucking Apple sinks. He keeps telling me about it.
What?
What?
That's are you how he talking starts. About?
What?
It sounds like ice cream.
That's how he starts. He goes, "Do you know, like, do you like banana float?" And then it'll somehow lead to Apple sinks.
What are Apple sinks?
He's just doing like opposite, kind of.
What is Apple sinks?
That's it's what you say all the time.
But it's an apple and then it's not floating.
You say it all the time.
You have me confused with the wrong Italian. I'm just going to
no,
say
you
that
say
right
it all
now.
The time.
I do not know what Apple Sinks is.
Yeah, you say
what
Apple Sinks.
What the hell
all
is a banana
time.
Float?
See?
What is Apple Sinks?
It's not
you
banana
say it all
float.
The time. It's not banana float, but it's the opposite.
Dude, you guys are being dumb.
Whoa.
No, I totally just got that now. That's crazy.
Is this how a banana works? What does that say?
Look, what? Where? Oh, no. On the, oh, no.
You
no,
can
no,
read
no.
Korean, can't you?
Yeah, but that shit is so small. For I can't see
Benny
that.
Motos live on motorsport.radio.
What is he saying?
Bro, that's not even Korean. That's like, that's just an accent.
The Cool Fab Racing website, the final round.
I wanted to buy
motos, gets
no, you did
fans,
not.
I did for a video.
I'm going to
I'll Martin tell you Blossom, what. My hips are so just absolutely fucked up, and they have been my whole life. When I do that with my legs, it literally feels like my hip is going to keep going until it swivels around my back. It feels oh like it goes God. Out of place. I'm not kidding. When yeah. I rode the Moto Campo, my literal fucking hip like locked out. I felt like somebody put a bolt in between my bones.
Dude, ouch. You actually just
bro,
reminded me of something. I'm not even
yes.
lying. You just reminded me of something. You say you have neck pain, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like bad neck pain, headaches, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else here kind of? This is not a meme.
This sounds like a magic trick.
All right, what?
Dude, all right, now check your pen. Oh, whoa.
Hypnosis? We all get hypnotized?
Yeah.
Ooh. Dude,
your neck pain will leave today.
Wow. Wait, Grunk, how much money do you have?
How much what?
How much money do you have with you right now?
Let's just
I'm sensing 20, grand. 20. Okay, wait, it's going up.
Grand?
100. And, wait, no, you're, it's going up.
Yeah,
thousands?
It's all right. Damn. Here.
He's like the richest college student
Grunk,
right now, probably.
Grunk, after three, we say a number at the same time in between 1 and 10.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
6.
Fuck. All right, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say that I found out I have arthritis in my neck.
Really?
Whoa.
How'd you get that?
You want to know how?
Sitting down all day?
Having bad posture? Having your, like, if you have your phone and you're facing down like this, your neck is not supposed to be like that. Huh?
You do always do that.
All of you do that. We all do.
Bro, yeah, I go like this.
You know who has it the worst?
Big
Yummy.
Whoop.
I notice in calls all the time, Yummy's
Wait,
face down
Let
this
me,
way.
Can I see your side profile? Jesus. Oh, my.
Big whoop.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
bad.
It's bad.
No,
right,
it's. I wouldn't say it's big. I would say it was big whoop if I wasn't in pain every other day. Can you quit?
Are you in pain every other day?
Yes, dude. Some days it's so bad.
What are you
going
to do about it?
I mean, I've gone to the chiropractor. Nothing helps. Delete the fucking photo.
Yeah, I already deleted it.
Yeah, I see that. No, like, I've been to the chiropractor so many times, and it literally doesn't help me, and it really sucks. And there's been, like, I'd say probably, like, it's not horribly, like, I don't know, like, debilitating at all. It's not debilitating. But the fact that I'm, like, early 20s, and there's been like 5 days within the last like 6 months where I literally cannot do anything besides lay down because I'm in so much pain.
So I found out from the doctor that exists. It's like you get like texting hands or like you like that neck where you're like hunched over looking down,
yeah,
sitting at a desk for a long time. I mean, you've been sitting at a desk for how many years and so have I?
Since 2018.
That
like
poor
almost
posture.
All day.
I'm telling you, that's how I found out. And I'm very active.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at one point really heavy. But still, even in the time that I'm kind of in shape, I have arthritis in my neck.
Humans just gotta evolve.
No, yeah, so he noticed, he said that it's in the youth, it's happening in the youth. He's seeing it happen a lot. Like now.
Yeah, it's because your head is so heavy and your neck's not supposed to be forward off like the center of gravity of your spinal cord.
Have you weighted your head?
Your head's usually like a tenth of your weight, isn't it?
What?
Okay, maybe that's not true. No, that's not true.
Let me see.
Is it? No.
How much does your...
I think your head's pretty heavy.
Yeah, but there's no way a 600 pounds...
11 pound, bro.
Yeah, sorry, I'm wrong. I was thinking, I was like, there's no way a 600 pound guy would have a 60 pound head, so never mind.
Crazy. It scales as you get bigger.
Everyone's neck is like bulky. Like, oh my god!
All right, 11 yeah. pounds. I thought it was like 10 pounds.
Wow! Wait, you're must. Whoa! Look at that. Okay, 42 pounds. See? If you got a big head, you got a bad spine.
No, you just can't. Yeah, like
I have
forward.
A big head.
Do you have a big head?
Have you ever seen?
Wait, side profile. Side profile. Jesus!
Okay, wow! Should I not straighten my back?
My god.
No, you're good. No, but there's a...
No, just keep it chill. Like, party.
There's a balance to everything, because if you stand too much, you mess up your posture, you have pain. If you sit too much, you mess up your posture, you have pain. There's literally a balance between how much you're supposed to do of both in a day.
Do you sleep on your stomach?
No, I sleep on my back.
That's good.
I had to do that because I was in so much pain before. Like, the worst my neck pain ever was when I lived in Tennessee. I had a really, really firm mattress, like, so... Like, you couldn't move in it. Like, somebody could be on the other side of the bed jumping, and it wouldn't move your side.
Oh, my God. I've seen ads like that.
Yeah, that's literally how it was.
They put milk in a cup, and they, like,
or they do
it on.
Wine, yeah, the classic
you can,
wine.
You can do that. And they start wrestling. With that, it's so firm, you kind of sink, but barely. So I would sleep on my side, and my pillow was really low, and my neck would be like this. And, bro...
On the side? You'd lay on your side?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I found out. So I actually bought a pillow for it. And if you lay on your back, you're supposed to have a pillow that kind of looks like that. Like two mountains. Like a humpback. You know what I'm saying? On a camel or something like that. So, like, that's what I bought for if I'm laying down. And he said that if you lay on your side, you need to have it flat. And your head can't be like this because then it'll go concave into the mountains.
Yeah, it has to be like the box, like the 90-degree angle.
Yep, but I sleep on my stomach, and that is the worst you can do.
Yeah.
Like, that is so bad.
I think you can placebo yourself into good health, I'll be honest.
You can. It's mental. But,
I feel good. Yeah. I feel good. I feel good.
I feel good. I have great posture. Good. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome.
Jesus. I'm rich. I can get taller right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it works.
You Grunk, you're on your whole manifestation.
I am. Have I talked about that?
Can you manifest going through this TV right now? Jesus.
Wow.
He did it. I just saw his hand go all the way out here.
But yeah, I manifested passing all three of my chem exams, and I did.
I think it's because you prepared for them and you did it.
Yeah.
I did prepare for them, but I also, like I really did feel something interesting when I took my chem exam.
You felt something?
Like I was just writing down the things that I felt like I needed to write. Without even knowing if they were right or wrong, really.
Okay, that's good.
Can I tell you something that's awesome?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. I started a new hobby.
Hey.
I wouldn't say I started a new one. I just revived the
Airsoft.
Old one.
Like Robo
COD Zombies.
COD Zombies too, dude. Yeah, that's cool. When we do COD Zombies, we do it hard and for like I don't know about a month. It lives for like a good month.
Remember earlier when I said that if I heard you in like a school lunch. And I was a bully, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
I would have done that again if I heard that.
I don't even remember what you said. We were playing Roblox.
We were playing Roblox, and he was like, no. It was about Clash of Clans. You're like, I got a fire dragon. I got a fucking ice dragon. And I was like, I was in call. I was like, dude. And then I said what I said.
Yeah, you said you'd beat
and
me
then
up.
The end. And then I didn't beat your ass.
Well, look, I went paintballing, and I do have a welt still on my hand from like, it was 2 weeks ago almost now.
Jeez.
But paintballing is not as fun in my opinion as airsoft. Yummy begs to differ. Yummy thinks that airsofting is more sweaty, and it is, but like,
yeah, just I would like something more casual, and like it's way more, I feel like it's way more satisfying to shoot somebody with a paintball gun than
you're a COD fan.
What do you mean? Call
you're
of
a
Duty?
COD, yeah,
airsoft.
No, you like paintball more.
But wouldn't airsoft be more like Call of Duty?
No.
Yeah,
airsoft would be more like Battlefield. Like, it's, like, realistic.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
You get what I'm saying?
You know what? He is
no,
right. I didn't
like,
even think
like,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's, like, realistic. It's
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't think about that. But you know what happened? You know what I will say?
Oh.
I'll say is
yes.
That with airsoft, when people don't call their shots, like, if they don't get hit, and, like, you know, if you hit them, and it's kind of easy to just pretend like you didn't get hit, if
yeah.
I'm being honest. Like, paintball people, you get fucking hit, you know, because there's paint splatter. So, like, with airsoft... The gun that I bought will prevent that from happening.
What do you mean?
If I went to paintball, I would get a vacuum.
Why?
To suck up all the...
There you go.
Do you like shut the paint off you?
No, no.
You go
no.
with like baby wipes in your back pocket. And you get hit and like...
No, wait, your whole like outfit is white, so like you just get like a roller. Like, no, no, it was already white.
That pissed me off.
I fucking swear I shot him. I heard it.
Let me say, like, can we pull up YouTube?
It's right there.
Damn it. Okay, yeah.
The kids in dodgeball that would get hit and then like act like they didn't, then look around to make sure no one sees, and then they keep playing.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Dude, yeah.
You're disgusting.
You gotta like know how to lie if you're gonna lie at least.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look around. Just forward. Don't react.
Right. Can I? Can we show the video of what my gun? It's a very, very classic meme.
Yeah.
It's the no full auto in the building.
Oh, that video. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've seen that video before?
Burn my pad. Burn my pad.
No, no, not that.
Burn my pad. Ow! Ow!
Watch this, Grunk.
I'm not full auto. It's not full auto.
That's not full auto.
This is. That's full auto.
What is the use of that? Like,
so like
when do you use that?
So okay, yeah. So the gun that I
is it like when they burn your patch?
Huh?
I don't know.
Yes.
Please watch the video.
He burned my patch. Ow! He burned
all right, my pad. Explain. Explain why. What's the use?
It's just it's kind of like a cool factor, but like not gonna lie, if someone doesn't call their shots, like if I shoot them and they don't fucking call it, I'm just gonna full on laser them.
Oh my god!
Like 50 rounds a second.
Are you rushing all the way around?
Wait, wait.
Of course.
Have you seen this?
Oh my god! I have seen this.
With everybody in unison,
they all go back.
They're like AI.
No, they're like birds.
They're like me characters.
They're like pros.
They're like me characters.
Yeah, it's like if you're like your Sims looking at your mouse.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You burned my patch.
You burned my patch. What was I supposed to do?
What the heck, man?
What?
It's like a 13-year-old kid. You burned my patch. Like,
you burned my patch.
What are you fucking expecting?
You burned my patch. What? What?
How?
He burned my patch.
I didn't know that was this video.
Yeah.
Well, that's that gun that he has, I'm pretty sure it's a Polar
Full
Star.
Auto?
It's a Polar
well,
Star,
well,
yeah,
a helicopter. They're playing on Afghan or something.
That is crazy, actually, dude. Wow. I'm not gonna lie though. This is why airsofting low key
it fucks.
It does fuck. It fucks like a rhino.
No, you know what I wanted? I wanted Hard. To go to the Nuketown place where they do the paintballing and the airsoft. Oh, and the
yeah.
What? They do both.
They do both.
That'd be a
yeah.
group video. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hole and then it gets nuked at the end.
Can I? Yeah. Can I use my rig and my setup if we all go as a group?
Ray gun.
Yeah, but I'm not my playing rig. Against you.
My rig. R-I-G.
Oh,
you have a ray gun.
You got a ray gun. Now there was a video. It was from a I think it was like a prom. It was like kind of recent. There was like a shooting that happened or something, and there was like sounds of like the bullets ricocheting, but it sounded like a ray gun, and someone commented like, oh hell no, they had to figure out how to pack a punch.
yeah it was at a neighborhood.
Yeah,
and it was like
so
the
choo-choo-choo.
Oh my god, they figured out how to pack a punch in the hood.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm. It's scary, man.
Yeah,
it's scary, but it sounds like Star Wars.
See, if I was a bully right now,
I would not let you go near me.
I would slap the shit out of you.
Hell no,
bro, I got in lame.
I'd stuff you in a locker, bro. Did you,
Grunk,
guys?
Have you ever been stuffed in a locker, bro?
I put myself in the locker.
Why is that?
Deep.
Because so I could get out. Because like, I only did it when my mom would take me to the high school she taught at.
Okay.
And like I'd put myself in the locker and like
wait so
it was so like
okay like, I gotta ask you just how was it being like the kid of like the mom who worked at school?
Oh yeah,
that it sucks. Was cool. I only went a few times, but it was
oh it was oh. A different school. You went different school.
Yeah, I was like 5 whenever she took me to her school.
Right,
still must have been
right.
It was chill. It was cool. Crazy. I remember the chairs being so damn big compared to me, and I was like, how do people fit in this?
Wait, what,
how do people fit in this?
What year, how old were you?
Like 5, 6.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like 2015, I think.
Dude, I was talking to Larry about this, I think.
Wait, what?
I mean, I'm kidding.
Dude. Is this gold ball on the ceiling, bro?
Dude, I was talking to Larry about this. You guys remember when, I think it was Larry, remember when like you were 10 years old and you found out that a kid was like in fucking high school? And you're like, holy shit, that's so crazy.
Oh, we did, yeah.
And then you'd
yeah,
be like
yeah.
middle school and you find out someone's in college and you're like, what?
Yeah, dude.
Like, they're so old to you.
Yeah.
We're past that point.
Like, when I was a first grader, I would look at fifth graders and I was like, dude, those guys are fucking, yeah. those guys are fucking big. Like they yeah. run this shit. Mm-hmm. It felt like prison, dude. I'm not mm-hmm. gonna lie. That shit felt like prison. And I knew them kids up there. I had a friend named Alex, and Alex had a brother who was like way older than us. Mm-hmm. And that guy, now I'm not gonna lie, Alex, I don't know if you're hearing this, but like Alex was low key a bitch.
Damn.
Because
wow.
he would resort to using the, oh yeah, well my brother, it, no. my brother will kick your ass.
Oh,
my
that
brother.
Is a bitch move, bro.
So
you can't. You know, you can't
and then
call
and then if I recall correctly, his brother didn't do shit. So
way it was just, no
that's,
way.
That's like calling in a juggernaut, like really, really.
Yeah, and then camping a care package.
Exactly, and then mm-hmm. it was like, not a care package. It was like the explosion.
Yeah,
whatever mm-hmm. it's called.
Can I do a trivia question for you guys?
Yeah,
go ahead.
We were talking about ray guns, and then I was like, oh, what else sounds like a ray gun? And I was like, what baby animal sounds like a ray gun? Do you know? Do you know?
Tell me, give
what,
me
what?
Do you know? What baby, what in nature, a baby animal sounds like a ray gun?
Is it a bird of some sort?
Maybe not like a ray gun, but it sounds like a blaster, like a Star Wars blaster.
Like a crow?
Oh.
Like a laser gun.
Oh,
you know?
I'm familiar, I think. I feel like I do. What?
Is it a bird?
Like, can nope. you mimic the sound?
Okay. If it's not a bird, if it's not a bird, it's those big-ass
he
monkeys.
He sounds like a frog. No, it's not a monkey.
Damn.
He does sound... Is that like a monkey with like an air sac? I don't know. Look up...
Oh, my God, those?
No. Look up, go on YouTube. You're on YouTube. Look up baby alligator sounds.
What?
Oh, you're right.
Wait, why don't I just go on... remember the Google thing? Baby alligator sounds.
Oh.
Not that sound.
Oh, that?
Kind of, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, what? That.
I gotta say, that's such a specific yeah. thing. How did you, like... Yeah. I've never thought
I
about
I just remember
listening.
Him. They're cute little guy. Look how cute he is.
Yeah.
He is cute. I wish they didn't get bigger.
Oh, look.
Imagine they stay that size forever.
What sound do you think he makes?
Green gecko.
Alright, whoever engineered this one... I gotta ask you one thing, like the colors, like what's the deal with the colors, and like why are his eyes bulging out, and why'd you make him like
so far?
For
mating purposes, brah.
I've seen a pair of shoes that
that's
like
sexy
that.
To people.
Nike, those are Nike.
Dude,
fly
literally,
wire.
Like most of the reason why animals are pretty are because of the freaking mating, and that's it. It's kind of like,
yeah, dude, yeah. God's kind of a freak for that.
Horny ass motherfuckers.
Can we watch the wolf video? I like that video, guys. This
only
is the video
if you say
podcast,
please.
A very happy wolf.
Okay, listeners.
Yeah,
because
it is. It's a very happy wolf.
Listeners, if you were, if you've
wolf.
Never watched
no,
the podcast,
no, look,
this would be the time to break that.
Just look how happy he is.
I love your smile.
And he's a wolf.
Oh,
so big.
This lady has a lot of wolves.
Only a matter of time before it changes
size. What
was
this video up on, like 2017?
Only a matter of time.
2016.
I've seen it multiple times too. So
okay, now this is a good video. Monkey reacts to magic? Come on,
no
baby.
Way.
He's just scratching his butt. He's like, I don't even care.
Yep.
This right, is the animal podcast.
Fucking yawning. Fucking.
You're
yep. You're a loser. I don't want to look at you. You dumb. You smell. You stink.
No, he's ignoring you.
I don't give a damn.
Slide
get me
hand.
Out. Bum.
Bum.
Fell for the easiest trick of the book. Bum.
Bum. Bum.
Monkeys are cool, but.
No, you're weird. You're weird.
What'd I do?
He's weird, right?
I had a monkey stuffed yeah. animal when I was a kid, and he had, like, realistic skin.
That's weird.
What?
You're both weird.
What did I do?
Realistic
you
skin.
Hate baby monkeys.
I don't
what
like,
I
yeah,
do?
They're fucking
he
weird.
Was, he was
weird.
Robotic, and he'd be like...
Ew! It's like the ones they put in, like, the actual forest, and, like, they try to, like, record...
Watch,
this
I
monkey...
Find it. I'm gonna look at monkey...
Hey, have you seen those videos, Gronk?
Yeah.
And they're like, our robot monkey's getting bullied now.
Yeah.
And they're, like, hitting it with, like,
remember
rocks.
When it
and,
died
like,
at a funeral?
Yes! Yes, they were actually, like, mourning. They were like, oh, we are...
The mother has realized we're not a true monkey. Dude, I found it. I found the exact one I had.
No way. Dinner, bro.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the name. I'll tell you to look it up.
Okay.
Look up Hasbro...
Oh, no.
Robot toy monkey.
Satanic monkey, would you say?
Robot toy chimp.
Okay.
Oh.
You would
look
have
at
some
images.
Like that, weirdo. Aw,
oh, that's kind of cute.
Look at the third one.
No.
He had a bottle.
No. Aww. No.
Yeah,
scared.
That's him.
No.
Oh, they get scary over time. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I told you.
That's
ew,
him. That's
look.
Really him.
Wait, he's
that's
left curve
that
gang.
That one's rare. How much are they selling it for?
Oh, dude.
Funeral? Is this a... Oh.
Wait, what? Oh, for real?
For real.
Oh, that was good.
I don't know how much they go for it. Wait, eBay? Not bad.
Well, how much?
67 GBP.
63.75.
That's pounds.
Great British pound.
So that's probably like 80 bucks?
Yeah. 80, 90.
What did I say 67?
While we're filming this, it's Mr. Beast's birthday.
No, happy birthday, not. Beast.
Happy birthday,
woo!
Beast.
26 years old.
Let that beast out!
260 million subscribers.
So how does that make you feel that he's more successful than both of us in he was too at our age as well?
I don't really care. I mean, I just kind of stay in my lane.
What yeah. if...
It makes me realize how smart he is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude, how does it taste?
His dick in my mouth?
Yeah.
Grunk. Good shit, dude. Yup.
What, I can't appreciate a guy who's like killing it?
You glaze K-Dot. You glaze Mr. Beast.
I didn't do that once.
You glaze... Yes, you do. You do it all the time.
Win.
Come on.
What did I say? Name one thing.
Why are you pointing at me?
I've been saying it for years, dude. Kendrick is crazy. I've been saying it for
years. I have because everybody was like...
Oh, see?
No, because nobody listened to me. Nobody listened to me. And then they're like, they hear like one diss and they're like, what the hell? Did Kendrick made a good song? What the fuck, dude? It's like, yeah, idiot. No shit.
I've really never heard anyone argue that Kendrick is not the best.
What do you mean? They were like, they not like us. Is like,
he's like the
like,
only... He's like the
why
only
are you surprised?
Pulitzer they're like, it's awarded. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, mainstream-wise, yeah, but, like, your average, like, internet person, they don't care about Kendrick Lamar.
Your average Joe Schmo.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Maybe I'm on the other side of the internet where
because
everyone appreciates
him. You
know
why? It's because Kendrick Lamar hasn't made, like, a really good album in, like, years.
Since 2017.
Was that Damn?
Pretty sure. Look it up.
Damn.
I wasn't the biggest fan of his last project. It's, like, it's got its place or whatever. It's for whoever it's for, but he hasn't made some banging shit, like, in a while.
2017.
Baby.
And there's so many new young people on the internet. This is literally 7 years ago.
I got
loyalty.
I need everyone to listen to Echo 2K.
Right now. This is a PSA. This is a PSA.
Dude.
The greatest to ever do it.
You gotta get on it, bro.
Huh?
You gotta get on it.
Dude, okay. This is kind of a hot topic, but I'm gonna... Not really. I think a lot of people can agree, actually. But like... It doesn't make any sense to me that the label for Juice WRLD is just consistently releasing music still. I think he's released like...
Oh.
He's released...
That's a hot... Bro.
I mean, some people are like, nah, like, let it... You know, he recorded it. Go ahead, put it out there. But, like, I really don't...
Nah.
He's got a family.
Posthumous releases are... Unless... The only case... Is it posthumous? Or
posthumous.
Posthumous, whatever.
Wait, look it up.
Damn.
We're going to have the lady pronounce it in our ear. It's posthumous, I'm pretty sure.
Posthumous,
because you're dead. Post after.
Posthumous.
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 Oh. Posthumous.
Okay.
Okay, so posthumous albums. The only time I've ever seen it being like done well was Mac Miller with Circles.
Mm.
But didn't he also like tell the guy what he wanted before he died or no?
Not really, but the guy was like, dude, that's they John Bryan. He's like crazy talented. Mm. That guy has worked with so many people.
Dude, X and Lil Peep are still releasing music.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's one. But I mean, Juice WRLD's released, I think, probably 10 songs this year, or five to 10 songs.
Well, like, yeah, I think people will just go back home and then make like 20 songs.
If you pass, God forbid, knock on wood, Tykeel Wood. If you pass, do I have the permission to press the button? Okay.
Cool. All of them. No, not all of them. Just the one that are in my folder for the next project.
I heard a bad Yummy song one time.
I was showing Larry. Really? I was like, dude, I hate these.
Mm-hmm.
I was like going through all my old songs.
He said something horrible.
Okay, that's not true.
He predicted everything.
Everything ever.
He predicted the thing that happened to Marilyn.
I just want to let you know when the song's
the
out. This is what's going to happen. And then it all happens.
Lists all the wars. Lists everything.
I want to make an album. You should make an album, put it in a lunchbox, and dig it underground.
Yes.
And make it. Yes, thank you.
I've been addicted to some videos lately, and it's when the ball is falling down the race, and it's Mr. Krabs rapping against like Walter White.
No, you watch those.
I do
yes!
too. They go hard.
Oh my god! Yes. I literally sent that to Camden, and I said, "Who the fuck watches and likes these,
dude?"
And it's you three. Three bumbling oafs.
Because it's so funny when Krabs is like. They got one slot. I'll come out tonight. Yeah, look flat. What does
it's
he say?
It's so good.
What is the song? And then like Peter Griffin steps in.
They use different songs.
No, but there's one really popular. Like,
they use a lot of popular songs and a lot of like really
I wonder if I could find one
random
right now.
Ones. But
it's so like that is genuine brain rot.
Dude, I'm honestly submitting to the brain rot. My no, for you, man, page just turned into a 4-year brain to rot brain.
You have so much life to live.
I think I got scammed.
No, I'm pretty sure it's been soaked. It's been like drained out of me. Like a fucking sponge.
I mean, scammed.
I'd be scrolling, man. I can't even lie.
Yeah, I got scammed.
Yummy got scammed. That's that's the title of the podcast. Yummy got scammed.
Yummy did what?
Dude, I got scammed.
Yummy, can you pose for the thumbnail?
Please, man. Oh,
thank God.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
The reason I got scammed is because I recently did some like landscaping for like a house. Like I paid for some, right?
No way.
I was about to say, you did not cut nobody's grass.
Yeah, I did. No. But what are you laughing at, bro?
Posthumous.
Nothing, man. Just tell your story.
Yeah,
but
go
listen,
ahead.
I'm looking at this shit, bro. All I did was get landscaping done. Very, very like just plain yard, plain thing.
$100.
No, bro. But like it was pretty expensive, but it's like it's an investment. It was $9,000, okay? I'm looking at these people that got a full ass basketball court. They gotta be lying. And everything around the court landscaped in their backyard, concrete slab, everything, $11,500. No way, dude. Either I got scammed or they're cheating.
No, landscapers overcharge hella. Because, like, who else going to do it?
Unless you do TikTok.
I got
then
a bunch
he might
of quotes.
Do it for free.
I got a bunch of quotes, bro. It's a hard job. I mean, like, who else is going to do it?
I will.
Yeah, I'll exactly.
No, you can't.
I'll do it.
Why didn't you ask me? I could have given you a quote.
Dude, have you seen Grunk speedrun? Yeah. You can do it.
I can do that shit.
Grunk didn't like, what was the speedrun time, dude? Into like 6 seconds?
It was like, I think it was like 12 seconds.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Damn fast.
You were, dude.
Yeah, that was a crazy move to post. I can't even lie.
Are we starting a Minecraft server, like really, this summer?
Yes, I would actually join.
Yes,
like a new one?
Yes, I'm going to sink hours into it and it's going to be fun.
On my life, all right? And if I'm lying, you can kill me, God, I don't care. On my life, every time you've turned on the server, I hop on. And I like enjoy myself a little bit, and then I'm like, damn, no one's here.
Do you guys
here,
want
though.
Me to
no
keep the same
here,
mods that I kept last time, like marrying people and all that shit?
Yeah, actually, yeah, because I needed to teleport.
As long as it's just the group.
Yeah, I want to have fun with my bros. And
can we invite Anthony Padilla?
Let me message fucking
Kendrick. The group and Anthony Padilla and Ian.
Yeah, and
Fred. Oh my God, please, bro.
And annoying Orange.
Fred will be so funny.
Can Miranda Cosgrove?
Did you know Fred has a twin brother?
No way.
Durf?
Look up, go to YouTube right now.
It is Durf.
Durf is his enemy.
You guys are Durf.
Durf is a cool company name.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait, what was his brother?
Durf for like something that's like Carhartt would go hard.
What?
His name is Lucas,
like a
by
brand
the way.
Like Carhartt. Look at Lucas.
Oh, Lucas. What was his name? Oh, damn.
Now go to his videos. This is this channel. He has a twin brother.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure they're both gay, which is like, it doesn't matter, but like, look. They talk the same. Okay. They look the same. They act the same, bro. It's so crazy.
I'm pretty sure they're both gay.
All right,
dude,
using that using that logic, how do I not know that you don't have a twin brother?
Yeah, hang on.
Hey, yo.
What does that mean?
What if
Wait,
the first you that I met is chilling right now?
He is.
In your room. Wait, what?
I've never seen two yummies in the same room.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never seen yummy and two yummy in the same room.
Who's yummy? What yummy is this right now?
This is yummy.
Okay. Two yummy chilling.
Two yummy.
Wait, real quick.
Two yummy comes out at night.
The fuck?
Find the other channels. Go to, like, keep scrolling. There's got to be something. No, go to home. Go back to up.
Yeah, go to home.
And go to home on his channel.
Yeah, go to home on his channel
and
scroll
down. Scroll down.
Okay.
Dude,
Alib.
Can I say something real quick? You guys,
yes,
we got some clap back.
Down.
For, like, yeah, we got some clap, major clap from the back. About the fact that like our fucking one of our thumbnails was really bad on the group channel, dude. Their thumbnails are shit as fuck.
Look, that's just
they're so bad.
Go to their mukbang. Look, you watch them side by side. That one, two,
but
three,
like who the hell is comparing
row.
Us
one,
to
two,
that?
One, two, 3 second row thicker. Yeah.
Summer's here, and with a new Toyota, you can start your summer with a splash.
Woo!
No,
nailed it.
I was watching this.
Qualifying for
it. Whatever. Let's see it.
Only
there
on this week, I went to Goodwill to look.
I could tell them apart.
Barely.
They're
wait,
both
that's
very
both
shiny.
That's Fred?
That's Fred and his brother.
Oh, no
wait.
Way.
I got oh, a fish. I got a fish. I got a fish.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Wait, is that his husband? Oh, my God.
Everybody, Fred.
What?
Fred, everybody.
Wait.
Hey, it's Fred.
I'm not kidding you. That might be his husband. I might be wrong.
No, it is.
Oh.
You are wrong.
Dude, I said it was his gay brother.
Oh, no.
You don't know who that is?
That's Fred.
Look up Lucas. Lucas.
I know it's Fred. Lucas, yeah. I was a big fan.
Look up Lucas. Yeah, look up if he has a husband.
There you go.
I'm sorry, Lucas. I didn't mean it.
Matthew.
Oh, shit.
2013 to present.
This is Jacob.
Whoa. Is that his?
So that is his brother.
Oh, that is his brother. You're right.
Okay. I was about to say, they look a lot alike.
Brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Oh, my God. Wait,
he has a husband?
Yeah, he has a husband. Matthew. Matthew Fuckus.
What does that guy look like? Matthew Fuckus.
Matthew Fuckus.
Matthew Fuckus. We're getting age restricted.
Oh, yeah. TikToker. Sorry,
what?
He looks British. What's happening?
Where is he like the Stonehead?
Dude, I thought that was Connor. What was his name?
Connor. Oh, no. Connor Eats Pants?
No. Connor Fanta?
Did they divorce?
I don't know.
Connor Eats Pants.
No, they're still together.
Oh. Look at his head.
Yeah, that's.
He definitely got surgery. Look at that third picture. Yeah, he got.
Okay,
dude,
you're just a hater.
Look,
you don't know
like,
what perfect
what?
Looks like. You don't know what perfect
you don't know
looks
what a god
like.
Looks like.
He looks super.
Look
sick,
at him like
man.
2 years ago to now, bro. He got surgery.
Is that look like surgery to you?
I can't see that tiny photo.
Huh? Is it,
bro? Are they bald?
Does that look
they
like
look
surgery?
British.
They look happy. He's got skinny ass. Skinny. Legs.
Are they Whoa. British?
No, they're not.
Whoa! Hey yo!
Hey yo!
Hey yo! What?
What are we looking at right now?
Why? You guys are just watching Fred?
Dude, yeah. I like how, by the way, it was off camera, so you guys don't know, but Tanner walks by, he joins a podcast in a cowboy hat. Isaac walked by like 40 minutes ago and looked at us and went to his room.
Dude, I was really? Like this. I was like this, and Isaac was like...
What?
See,
oh
that's
my
the
God,
difference.
That boy really don't give a fuck.
See, that's the difference. I'm like, let me in.
Hey, can somebody go back to the start of this year? I want them to count up who missed what episodes.
The last episode.
They've been doing that.
The last episode.
No, but they're wrong. They're saying I'm like negative 200 million something.
Dude,
and then
no, dude, the last episode.
No, I'm telling you, I've seen my number go up across episodes where I didn't miss, and I'm like,
yeah.
Why is that
yeah,
happening?
They keep adding more.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
Every time someone has missed an episode.
Isaac 2, Nick 22, Tanner 13, Larry 5, Grunk 14, and Yummy 13.
Yeah, restart
that
the counter.
Can we restart
it?
You got 22. That's why you wanted to restart.
I wanted to restart because that was because we're in a whole new year.
Isaac's missed more than two, man.
We're in a whole new year. Like, come on. Why can't we restart? Dude, the podcast is like has
Dude,
been
if you
going
had zero and Isaac had 22, you wouldn't want to restart.
Yeah.
How does the dude that lives in the house miss more episodes than the dude getting his degree?
Who's getting a degree?
Who's getting a degree?
Me, yeah, me on the
I don't
side.
Think I missed one this year.
All right, wait. I actually want to ask Grok this because he's wrapping up his first year at his dorm in college.
It's
so,
true.
With reflection now of your current experience of college versus everything you've heard us. Gripe and complain about here. You a year ago wanted to move here. How do you
it's
feel
true.
Now?
I'm so glad I didn't.
There you go.
Smash
you go.
Or pass.
I agree.
I don't think I would have survived a week in that damn house, I'll be honest.
You would have hit 2 weeks.
I'm like, I needed to flourish in a social environment.
Yeah.
La, la, la,
that's probably
going to
give me that.
La, 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 la,
but yeah, I'm glad I made the decision I did. Because it allows me to get the best of both worlds.
I think that it was really important. I remember when we were having this conversation. It was really, really important that you went to college or at least got really social. Because like you were in the COVID years for school.
You grew up in the fallout.
Yeah.
In the fallout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazing show, by the way.
Yeah, I started the first episode.
Like,
it was good.
Sorry. This year at college has literally been Peekington. Peekington, Peekington.
That's fucking sweet. Do you like have a lot of like really, really... core memory, you know, times.
Yes.
So far.
Like, so much has happened. Like, just looking through my camera roll is such a lit time. It's just like, oh, I remember that. That was like
it's like hungover where he goes through his camera roll. It's like crazy the night before. You ever watch the movie Hungover?
Wait, no. Now?
It's, or is
hangover?
It Hangover?
Yeah,
it's
hangover.
Hangover. It's basically these guys, like, they go to Vegas to celebrate, like, a bachelor party. And they get so fucked up that they don't know what happened the night before.
Mm.
And they find this little camera and they go through the photos. And It gets crazy. It gets a little wild. It gets a little wild.
Crazy.
Can I be real for a second?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sunday all day yesterday.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, yesterday I was like, oh, it's Sunday. And I thought it was Sunday all day yesterday. I figured out it was Tuesday when I woke up today, and I was like...
The life of Tim.
Me, oh my.
Well, Isaac knew it was podcast day because he told me last night.
We have me, podcast oh tomorrow. My.
If I would have heard him say that, I was like, oh shit. I would have.
It was like right after he went upstairs.
God dang it all the heck, dude.
Dang it all the heck.
Anthony Edwards is the GOAT of all time.
Dude, he dropped like, what, 30? Like, dude, he dropped so many points.
Talking to the mic, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what the hell?
You're like talking to me.
Sorry, I'm used to like a mic just being right here. Dude, what was it, like a 30-point gap?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, they had a 30-point lead on the Nuggets. Because the Nuggets.
That's don't even look at him.
Yeah, don't look at him.
What do they have? Dude, what, did he drop like 40 points that one game?
Jalen Brunson dropped 40 points in 4 playoff games in a row, which hasn't been done since Michael Jordan. But
do
I don't
you
care.
Need this seat?
People think...
He's like looking at the ceiling. As people think that... like,
what's that?
People
what's
think
that?
He's Michael
okay,
Jordan's
wait, wait,
son.
Stop, wait, what's that one kid where he's like... What does he do?
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. His name's like Mason or something like
something.
That.
And he's like looking to the top left, and he's like...
Oh, away.
Yeah, go.
When I, do,
I think so, yeah.
When
yeah.
I do this, it's like I'm looking at my thoughts, so I'm just like...
Go like away.
His name's like Grayson or something.
Grayson Allen.
And they ask him a lot. They're like, can you do the scream, please? Can you do the scream?
Oh, that guy.
He's famous now. He's awesome.
He's still in
who
school
are you
with
talking
him.
About?
You know the guy?
He's a famous TikTok guy.
I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, look up Go Away.
He that's just kind of look up.
He just kind of screams.
He's so famous.
Go
two
away.
Words. Bring him up.
Yep, there he is.
Go yep.
Three
away.
Words.
There
sorry.
He is. Go
you've seen
away.
This.
I'll tell you if I've seen him. Yep, I've seen him.
Yeah.
I know who this is.
But he's famous
I
now.
I don't care.
This is Tanner talking to Yummy.
I don't care about your question.
That is me talking to
you. I don't care.
You're like... You're like, who do you think will win, the Timberwolves or the Nuggets?
I don't care about your question.
I'm like calculating the game score in my head.
What? Is Minnesota?
You don't
care about.
Go.
I was asking about Minnesota.
You don't care about
anything. Go
Edwards?
Away.
Dude, what
the I'm not going to lie, Tanner. That's when I think of Washington and I think of just like Washington residents.
Yeah, that's him. That's what I.
That's all
I'd
of Washington.
See that guy at a gas station in Washington.
Yeah, walking around,
getting some snacks.
I was part of it, dude.
We
was part
stop
of the Washington
snacks
people.
At gas stations. We got to find something else to do,
dude. Just get like
I'm sick of it.
Just get like protein bar.
No, I don't. I like yesterday. I got Slim Jim, baked Cheetos.
Slim Jim's not good for you though.
I mean, whatever. Slim Jim, baked Cheetos.
Baked Cheetos. They have
wait, you got the baked ones? Good work.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
good.
And a Smart Water.
How about
okay.
No Cheeto, no Slim Jim?
So what's
bar.
The point of even
I'm
going?
I'm
going
to try. My summer resolution bar. Is to learn how to cook for myself, and I think you guys should do the same this summer. And we have
Grunk, I have an idea. That's a good point.
Dude, you don't know why I can't. Oh, I cooked before I moved in this house all the time.
Did you really?
I don't want to talk about it.
I used HelloFresh for like 2 or 3 years. I used HelloFresh.
Don't bring up the kitchen, please. Because then we're going to talk about Isaac using the refrigerator. And then we're going to talk about
that
no,
damn
good.
Kitchen.
Two
that
episodes.
Damn kitchen.
It's clean.
Two episodes. Maybe one, actually. We had a good streak
just
going.
Just know that, like, no, we can't.
This house and the last house, I was not able to cook. I think I cooked twice. And the most cooking that happens for most of the guys is either using the microwave.
Is it me?
Or
because I cook ground beef and rice all the time.
You do. Or like, or Larry
you know,
with ramen.
You know when was
and
the
this
last?
This is boiling water.
Yeah, that's not cooking. That's not.
Tell
cooking.
Me about your eggs, dude. What I do? Was it good? Be real.
He made the best scrambled eggs of all time, Grunk. I'm not even lying.
Really?
Like it was better than my mom's. Sorry, mother. But like,
I don't believe it.
It was actually, better.
I'll show you again. I'll do
dude,
it.
Dude, he melted butter in the pan. Any motherfucking.
Hey man, leave him alone.
He whipped it.
Did he do the thing?
And
where
he poured
it's all
it
the
in.
Wrist?
And he poured it in. And
all on the wrist.
I never stopped.
He never stopped
it.
Moving it.
On the heat, off the heat. On the heat, off the heat. On the
yep.
heat. And then, so it's creamy.
Yeah, still
and then
wet.
You put a little sour cream in it.
He put sour cream in it.
Wow.
And there was butter in it.
A little bit. A little bit. Not
yeah,
a lot.
It's a smidge. and I put it in my rice.
That
put,
salt? He's doing salt?
Dude, yeah, he put it with rice and Frank's Red Hot, and it was crazy.
Yeah, and I put sour cream. It was the best.
Wow. That sounds yummy.
That's a breakfast. It was really actually good. Grunk. I'm not even lying. What are you doing?
He's playing drums.
Fucking seasoning my eggs.
All right, but listen, there's this guy who does meal prep on Instagram, and I watch him eat his crockpot recipes, and it's awesome.
Crockpots are sweet.
But that guy also has shelf space in some Targets, but he's in Austin, so he might have some of his frozen meals in Target here, and I want to find.
Why don't we get him on for a group video?
Hey, man.
Wait. Want to cook?
Like a cook-off? He cook does, well, he just does crockpot. That's pretty boring. He's, all right, let it sit for 8 hours. We'll come back. No, it's done,
chill.
Everybody.
That'd be chill. I have the longest video we've ever made. We're just sitting there looking at the crockpot.
Like a live stream. No, but he has frozen, like, taco mac and cheese. It looks so good. Mm-hmm. It's 30 grams of protein.
Jeez.
Or 31. I don't know. It's high. What? Those are gross. You guys wore those around Lady Bird Lake, dude.
Yeah, we did.
Tanner?
Yeah.
Out.
No.
Out.
No, I was going to say something. Out. I was going to say something.
Go.
What?
Instead of the gas station, let's just make a full-blown Thanksgiving dinner, like with turkey and like stuffing.
Ew. No, like the point we do the gas station is to go out late at night in a car and then go inside of a building. I'm convinced.
We should just find an abandoned parking space and then live there for
a
second.
Do a donut.
Yeah, do a donut.
You guys should start going to donut. Music shows.
They should start doing things during the day so they don't have to do things at night.
It's so much cooler to do stuff at night.
Yeah, we're vamps.
We're vamps. You better be ready. There's no one on the road. You get to do whatever you want. The cops aren't there. You get to kill.
I'm convinced that...
F12.
What time do you wake up, Yummy?
It depends.
What time do you wake up, Larry?
It also depends.
What time do you wake up, Tanner?
Depends if I know the day is.
I guess it all just depends on... Huh.
It all
it does.
Depends.
It does. Well, what's your average? I want.
What's your average? I do whatever I want.
Yep.
What time do you normally wake up on average?
I'd say 12 is my little 12? Go-to.
If you woke up at 9 o'clock in the morning, you would feel like your day is infinite.
Depends.
Depends, dude.
Just depends.
It all depends.
It just depends.
Dude, I woke up at like 12:10 for the first time in like... 7 months.
You feel God.
A couple days ago, and that was
felt like shit.
Vibe.
And you felt like shit, didn't you?
Yeah, I felt like the day was gone. Even though,
yeah, I know it's horrible.
Now, lucky a few days, I've been waking up at like 3 a.m, and I'm like, damn, I can't go to bed back now. So then, I just go. I can't go
to
bed
back now.
I can't go back to bed now. So I just kind of like start doing my morning quests out and about in the city. You know, tagging the wall, spray painting, yeah, you know, train right. Hopping a little bit here and there, you know, a little subway surfing a little bit there.
For the viewers at home, Larry's actually Banksy.
Larry be up to this crazy stuff. He wrote a trade from Serbia to Monsclavia.
It was chill. It was chill. Where's that at?
I think it's next to Sir Vlachish Stan.
Oh.
Mm.
I didn't even realize that's what you guys were doing.
Show some guy deadlifting 520 pounds.
I was thinking of Finding Nemo.
Wait, what'd you say, Greg?
Do we want to say Minecraft server within the week?
Dude. Oh, yeah, is that up?
Dude, why is that?
Is that up? What do you mean, is that up?
What, is it up?
Like, we. What, can you, like, play it?
You guys,
out.
You guys are a bunch of spoiled little children.
Out.
What, you is it like ask, playable?
You guys ask, I give, and then you don't play it.
Wait, dude, I'll play Hello when I get home.
Stop saying that. We all played it, and then Isaac was like, I have a bad feeling we're never going to play it ever again. And then like
Eeyore.
Everybody was like, why? And then like,
why'd you make him sound like he's about to vomit?
Well, no, he was like, we're not going to play it ever again. And I was like, oh, we're not going to play it ever again.
Dude, I've been trying.
But the reason why was because we were, I think it was last to leave EC.
It was Grunt going to college or something.
We were moving, too. No.
Yeah, like, just a whole
that's
bunch of shit.
Oh, it was the move.
That's
it
when
the
it stopped.
It was when we were moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
Remember when the cops showed up?
Because I was screaming so loud?
Yeah.
But I remember. Yeah, that was funny. I remember I asked, like, 2 weeks ago. I was like, Zia, the Minecraft server up? And then you're like, oh, yeah, I can turn it on. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was, like, radio silence, so I didn't ask again. I didn't want to bother you, so.
Can we wait until I get home?
Yeah,
I'm not being Tanner's husband ever again. He's the worst.
I gotta move out. You can have everything. I don't need you.
He's dude, the worst person of all time.
He's had all the things I work.
Wait, can we restart?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're restarting.
Restarting. We're gonna have different countries.
I'm gonna kill you.
But that seed was so golden
all day, dude.
Look
dude,
at your mic.
Larry, every seed is golden, man. You just gotta make it. Oh.
That seed was really good, bro.
No, we're getting a better seed.
It was. But
you
yeah,
can look up
gonna be like Dwayne the Rock Johnson seed. It's
you can look up
perfect.
Haunted seeds, and then you can get something crazy.
Look up here.
Herobrine
seeds. Herobrine
seeds.
Herobrine
mod.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, you should get the like a scary mod. That's
yeah,
you
get
don't know what Herobrine is. Seed
get
boy?
A secret. Get a secret pack, and don't tell us what the mods are.
Yeah,
just, like a horror pack.
Stop. Do you know what Herobrine is?
No way you know.
Is that language?
There's no way you don't know who Herobrine
don't
is.
Don't show
dude.
Him. Don't show him. Don't show him. Who's the, who's show. The siege? Who's the siege operator that can go invisible?
Don't even tell him.
Sing long dang gonna be long tong. Sing long tong gonna be long yang.
What?
I'm so.
Cat.
I know who Hero Kavera. Fucking Brian is.
Oh.
Who is it? Who's Hero Brian?
He's the blue Steve with the black, white eyes.
Nope. Hey! Nope.
That's not him.
That isn't him.
You dingus! I told you to lie!
Hey!
He's the blue Steve with the white eyes, and he'll randomly appear in your Minecraft world where you're playing on solo and it's raining and you're alone and you're at 12.
Who knows the signs of when he's around?
Lightning.
Lightning.
And a thunder.
Lightning on Netherrack.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
The trees are stripped leaves.
Tanner
yep.
took like damage.
Oh my god!
Just said thunder. He took
Low
damage.
E.
Wait, are you about to say what I think you're about to say?
Huh?
Yes, watch. What? Grunk?
What? Grunk?
What?
What are you about to say?
Glowstone E, right?
No.
Okay.
They're about to say glowstone either. The glowstone eh? Heaven. Remember that mod at Tobuscus?
Oh, yeah, yeah, where you put water, it's
Tobuscus!
Who's that?
Hey, we don't talk about Tobuscus. That guy fell off the deep end.
He turned weird.
He made a video game with Kyle Rittenhouse.
A video game?
Wait, what?
Actually, such a crazy vibe.
I'm not kidding, by the way. Like, I'm straight up not kidding.
No, I know you wouldn't even lie about this.
He posted on his Instagram him posing with Kyle Rittenhouse.
That's
to
true.
Promote
like,
one of their games.
Do you like my game, game, game?
Like, I feel like, as
game,
fucked up
game.
As it is, I feel like it just makes sense. Like, I feel like that was meant to happen.
Toby went off the deep end. Look it up.
Dude,
look it up.
Minecraft
gonna,
does something
I don't
to people,
look
dude.
At that.
It's all, my, it all stems top. From Minecraft. Can we just bring that up?
Yes.
What's Minecraft doing to these people?
Yes.
What's it doing to us?
I don't know.
It's because you're tapping into your inner creative. It's sandbox.
What's
you
know?
So you think IRL is
like
you're
just playing Minecraft one day
it's
you're like,
sandbox.
Wait, I can make a game with Kyle Rittenhouse. Wait, that'd be good.
Wait.
You're jumping too many things too forward.
Okay,
wait,
okay.
Wait, what was that
I'm
show
gonna
you
build
did?
A house in Minecraft. Whoa, house. Kyle?
Yes.
I need to make a game.
Yes. Dude, he had the show. It was like, epic, fail, cute.
Oh, cute. I remember.
Oh, my God. That one picture. Look at that epic fail of the girl.
Epic fail.
I love epic fail.
Up one.
This.
That's an old picture, dude.
Ew.
Yeah,
it says I don't mean that. She's beautiful.
Aw.
That meme, epic fail, because if you were shooting for cute, you missed.
Aww.
Wow.
Epic fail.
Why did they? That's what was with fail. The epic fail versus cute versus win? What is that?
It was Tabesca's show. He used to do this thing where he would be like, epic fail. Look,
Toby Turner, the doctor gave me a prescription for Claritin. I don't know why I put these on. And this is
cute
win. Fail.
Cute win.
Fail.
Cute win.
The group chat podcast.
The three categories
the
of the world.
Chat
yeah, the leave it in the comments if you wanted to do cute win fail
yeah.
Series.
Okay, do you guys think
is
you guys
like
think
fuck,
that
Mary,
we're
kill?
Cute win or fail?
No.
Like be
I
honest.
Think that we're win.
I think
we're cute.
No.
I think I'm cute. Think
no, we're cute,
cute
teetering win.
You are not cute. Look, no.
Look at me, look.
You're a win, dude.
When was the last time Toby posted?
12 years ago.
I don't know. I'm scared to look.
No, I think it was actually this year.
Do you like my sore? 7 days ago.
What did he post 7 days ago?
The current thing live, Metallica parody.
I'm playing the guitar.
What? Wait. He's doing parodies?
Save the touch! Damn. I mean, thank
what
you.
Is I Can Swing My Sword?
You don't know that
I
song?
I can sing.
My sword.
You were just singing it. You were just singing it. I can swing my sword, 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 my diamond.
I didn't know it was that
nugget
song.
Nugget biscuit, nugget in a biscuit.
Dip it all in mashed potatoes.
Would you guys like me more dude. If this was like what my YouTube channel
if this
was like?
What, dude, if this is how you behaved like
dude,
all the time.
Dude, I'll give it to him. He was kind of crazy back then. Like,
yes, dude.
Yeah, no, he was a beast.
Kind of insane.
Yes.
He was one of the top.
Oh my god, Minitoto. Dude, these are all classic.
Literal.
He made a song about fucking sideburns.
Sideburns. Dude, like, Jake copied him.
What's Smosh's? Hold on. What's Smosh's like biggest video right now?
He did. He was the first one to have sideburns.
Smosh. I used to watch Smosh on a different channel. They'd go to drive-thrus and just get food and eat it. And I was like, why? I was a kid. Like, why did I watch
it? I wasn't allowed to watch Smosh because they said it was
I'm
bad.
Not even kidding. They'd just be like, we got burgers. All right, guys. That was the video.
What? Look up like Smosh drive-thru eat. I swear to God.
Damn, what
did I swear it's a real thing.
Drive-thru eat. Is it a... You have to put
no, ma'am. Mandela effect.
Oops. Whoa, no, this was real. What? I'm telling you.
You don't think people. You don't? It's not real.
No,
it's no.
Bro, yeah, it's got to be real. Wait, no.
My limp fry.
What?
My wife said.
I'm telling you.
I can't say no.
I'm
to
telling
nobody.
You. Comments help. Somebody did they used to do that or like nope. What's going on? Who did that?
Are you talking about like Epic Food Wars?
No, who's that?
Epic Mealtime. You mean?
What do you mean?
No, epic food wars.
Or no, I don't think it was epic. I think I'm pretty sure. Wait, what the fuck?
Luffy.
Monkey D. Luffy.
Who are you?
I think it's food wars. Damn, what is it?
No, bro, I am look telling up epic you. Meal it was like Smosh or Ryan Higa or something. Look at Ryan Higa. See if it was him. I don't know.
Oh, food battle. Sorry. Hold on.
Smosh?
Yeah, look food battle. Bro, they'd be like, can a donut, like, can you drive with a donut?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
What?
Yes, I'm being serious. Look.
If you drive with a donut.
Dude, they were dumb. Like, watch. Hold on.
No, they would just get
this is
food.
This is like honestly a reaction podcast right now. Smarter. I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, yeah, whatever. Hold on. It's like, yeah, see, look. What do you think he's using to, like, like scope in?
A donut.
Coke can.
A donut?
Coke can?
Okay.
Yes. Is he humping the fire hydrant?
What are you doing?
Hello, Novak.
Ah, it doesn't show. Wait.
What were they using?
I don't remember. But it's a food, it's a
damn,
food
this
item.
This video sucks. How many views does it have?
I don't know. 22 mil.
I wish I was alive.
2006?
Yeah. I wish I was alive.
They were ahead of
then.
The curve on you, dude. They made YouTube videos before you.
It's 2006.
Dude, like what?
Yeah.
When was YouTube invented? 2007?
That's almost 20.
Who's alive in 2006? They're like, I'm going to get a camera. Like what, dude?
Photographers?
Tap in.
Yeah, who's getting a camera that's going to record?
The first photo ever in 2006.
2006, they're going to buy a camera. What, dude? It's a waste of money.
Yeah, cameras are stupid. You got eyes in the memory.
Look at your mic!
Cameras are stupid. You got...
Oh my god. We're done. That's it. We're done.
Wait,
we've been going for 5 hours, I'm pretty sure.
We've only been
no
going.
Way you've been going.
No, dude.
20 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
What? What'd that say?
It restarted.
2 hours?
Yeah.
No. 2 hours? Calm down, right. Bro. It's only
boy, grow up. Okay, can I say something? I have been playing Overwatch for a long time. I got my main account suspended for 2 weeks, so I bought an alt account, and now that account is muted for 2 weeks.
Dude. You have a naughty mouth.
You have a horrible potty mouth.
You're gonna get banned IRL.
IRL,
like, you're gonna be like
you
muted by God.
You rage more at Overwatch than I've ever seen anybody rage in any game ever.
Dude, so yeah, let's talk about the other night when I was so mad at my fucking supports, and then for some fucking reason... Isaac has all of his tools in my office, and so I turn around after really being really mad at the game, and Isaac's bag of tools are right there, and he's helping Yummy like fix his like mobile bike or whatever the fuck. And I say, I'm like, get that fucking bag out of my office.
Oh my god.
Talk about how long the bag's been in your office.
All year.
Since we moved here.
Yeah, then you just snapped because you lost an Overwatch game.
And I was like, get that bag out of my office.
Dude, the negativity literally went through your arm, around your body, and then out your other arm, and it went to Isaac.
Like a breakdance move.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, then you pulled your ass out, and you started chasing around
you
the house.
Said.
Yeah, don't leave that out.
Yummy.
You found that out, and you were sad that you weren't
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah.
What?
I wasn't there for that.
You know what he did? You know, he came up to me and he was like, this was like the next day. He says, so I heard that you were chasing Isaac around with your pants down.
What?
I was like, who told you that?
I was because... like rubbing his shoulders. I was like, so I heard you were chasing Isaac with your pants
like,
down.
I was like, yeah.
I was like, uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, 32 and 31. By the way.
What does that mean?
24.
Ages.
24, get it right.
What was I going to say? Okay, you said that you've never seen somebody get more mad at a game than him.
Yeah,
that's not true.
I have.
Who?
Himself.
Wings of Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Wings of Redemption.
I meant in like person, or like somebody I knew.
Wings of Redemption.
Who gets really mad at Wings of Redemption?
Wings of Redemption is not a game.
No, himself.
Wings of Redemption is a person.
Who's Wings of Redemption?
Oh my god.
Bro, don't go down the rabbit hole.
I'm not. I just need to let you know.
Years of shit you have to go through.
You have to go down this rabbit hole. This is a 3-hour long video, and it's not even. Oh, that's just a video he posted.
Do you know?
It's just lore, bro.
What is the Woody guy? Woody's gamer tag. You know that guy?
I forget. Mm-hmm. Woody something.
He was on his podcast, and he was causing so many problems. Bro, this guy. Yeah. This guy.
You know. Crazy. No, not the. Dude, it's something Russian. FPS Russian.
They have their.
He
podcast.
Was on podcast, and he was on this, and they used to like dick with him. And he
1v1 Syndicate.
Cynical.
He 1v1 Syndicate and lost. He's like, man, you're cheating, man. You keep cheating.
See, I'm not like that. Where I get really pissed off is when people in the game don't do their fucking job. And it's like, dude. Damn. Boy, and then they say it's my fault, and I'm like, dude, go back to fucking bronze.
People have made entire albums off of his rage. Like music.
Grunk, you know me.
Look up Wings of Redemption album.
Grunk, do I normally get mad at video games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing, Google?
That's not true. I don't get like really, really mad, but when people don't do their job,
if a game is making you that mad, I feel like you should stop playing.
Dude, it's the people. It's not the game.
I took a break from Overwatch, Grunk. I'm on a two-week hiatus right now.
Yeah, I play Rocket League as my go-to now, and if I'm mad, I know that it'll like affect me. I just get off the damn game because I'm like, I'm not letting this
I had
my
to
day.
Pull him off today. I had to pull you off.
Yeah, we played Roblox.
I was playing Roblox Swordburst 3, dude.
Yeah, I could hear you guys play Roblox. You guys were loud as fuck. What were you guys doing?
Why don't you ask to join one today?
We're on a voice chat.
I was
chat.
Just trying to sleep. What were you doing?
We're on voice chat. We're on VC, and we were like fucking.
Dude, we get recognized in Roblox more than any game.
Yeah. It was wild. It was a little wild. Like I think that's daytime stuff, though, because nighttime usually everyone's like. The vamps are out.
Somebody gave me a free sword on Swordburst because they knew who I was.
Wow. Oh!
Fuck. Somebody,
I do need that seat.
Yeah, I think you do because you're like, you want
to
look at
I'm
everyone.
Mostly just talking to you guys.
It's okay.
Yeah, I got to like do like the little side like, yeah,
right into
all right.
It.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching and listening.
Get laid!
There you go. There you go. That's all I was going to say.
Get lean.
And the fish is talking to.
Yeah.
And the TV's talking to.
Dude, lean is finally starting to move, guys. I think we're starting to sell units, which is amazing.
We're getting up in the world. We're going up in the world.
50. I think we have 50 more left in stock.
Oh, shit.
We've had 50 since, like, what? The start of the last year?
2021 is what we... Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But thank you. You guys are moving units like no other, okay?
And guys, big news. Xbox One is releasing next week, and I know we'll all be on that.
I'll be on that wave.
Xbox One's already out.
I'll be on the Xbox wave.
No, it's coming out next week.
It is.
What?
Are you guys hype?
He's right.
Love.
Xbox One!
Xbox One. I'm hyped. Right,
everybody,
I'm hyped.
All right. Get us out of here.
Deuces.
There you go.